In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, today, the 15th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin today with three stories from three different industries, all centered on the theme of now what, with a sub-theme of adapt or, well, don't succeed is the kind way to put it. Story number one is a change at the top of the recently written off as defunct electronics retailer Best Buy. The company this morning named Corie Barry as its new CEO. She'd been chief financial officer the past 3 years. She will replace Hubert Joly, who'd been in charge since 2012 and is widely credited with turning Best Buy around. So Marketplace's Andy Euler has more now on what the change means for Best Buy in its never-ending competition with Amazon and other internet retailers.
Hubert Joly was an outsider. Best Buy brought him in from the hospitality industry to deal with plunging sales and dwindling profits as more people went online to buy TVs and laptops. Joe Feldman is with the consulting firm Telsey Advisory Group.
Hubert Joly helped transform the company and turn things around and show that there is an important position for a consumer electronics retailer in America to go ahead and compete with Amazon.
Under Joly, Best Buy matched online prices, used stores as warehouses to fill online orders, and added services like in-home product installation. The incoming CEO, Corie Barry, played an instrumental role in Best Buy's turnaround. Branding consultant Denise Leon says Barry should move the company even more aggressively into services over gadgets.
Yes, we will continue to have more and more devices and more technology, but the way they're integrated into our lives is becoming more personal, and therefore we require a service provider to be in person with us or provide that kind of in-person service.
Best Buy has so far managed to avoid the fate of belly-up big-box retailers like Circuit City, Toys R Us, and Sports Authority. But Michael Pachter with Wedbush Security says eventually Best Buy's ship is going to run into one of those icebergs it's been dodging.
I believe my kids will never shop at Best Buy, ever. They're 19. And I think my kids are pretty average.
He says Best Buy can thrive as an electronics convenience store where you get phone chargers and adapters when you can't wait, but he doesn't think Best Buy needs 1,000 stores to do that. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.